And monkeys. Karen, that last vote was 13-0-1. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hope to be quick as well. The sole purpose of this afternoon is final action on Framework 7, which is final action on the revised biomass reference points, ACT, and specs for the Northern Management Area. Before Phil makes a quick power presentation, just wanted to give you all a heads up that we have done 6 out of the 10 scoping meetings for the catch share amendment. We've got 3 more next week in the mid. We've had a full range of comments. Following the public comment period, we're going to convene the committee and the AP, and the intent is to come back to the council in April with a recommendation for your consideration. And following Phil's PowerPoint, I have a motion.
First of all, I want to commend Deirdre on the brevity of her presentation, 8 minutes and 36 seconds. I hope to beat that by a long shot, so hold on to your hair pieces. This is Framework 7. Yeah, that's right. I realized that looking around, it wasn't probably appropriate. Framework 7, you initiated at the November Council meeting. We had just submitted Amendment 5, but those were based on science from the previous stock assessment, SARC 40, with data through 2006. In the summer of last year, after Amendment 5 was pretty well complete, the new stock assessment revised some of the scientific information, including recommending new biomass reference points, and reestimated the stock size. The SSC reviewed the assessment report, re-estimated the value associated with the ABC control rules, and the ACT proposed in Amendment 5 for the northern area was above the revised ABC for the northern area. So the purpose of Framework 7, first of all, will be to revise the biomass reference points based on recommendations from the SARC and the SSC to make them more based on an MSY proxy, and also to adjust the Northern Management Area, ACT, and the associated specifications of days at sea and trip limits to a level below the SSC's revised ABC estimate. With regards to biomass reference points, the no-action alternative is not consistent with National Standard 1 and 2. It's not the best scientific information, and it is not based on MSY or its proxy. So the first table shows you what the re-estimated values associated with the no-action alternative biomass reference points. And then the second table shows you the preferred alternative, which is based on the revised from SARC 50 on the MSY proxy calculations. And I just want to point out that the stock status doesn't change. Both stocks remain not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. With regards to the Northern Management Area ACT, there are three alternatives. The no-action alternative is essentially not to adopt the ACT. It would retain the current landings target, not a catch target of 5,000 metric tons, but it's not an ACT, and it's not compliant with the guidelines. Alternative 2 would consider the Amendment 5 ACT that's proposed. It has not been approved yet. Exceeds the SSC's revised ABC calculation by 3,000 tons, and therefore it's not compliant with the National Standard 1 guidelines. Alternative three would be to consider one of three options, revising the ACT to a level below the recalculated ABC. And at the last meeting, you identified option three as the preferred alternative, and that would be at 86.5% of the ABC, or 6,567 metric tons. We also calculated 3 days at sea and trip limit alternatives for each of the three ACT alternatives above. We have the no action specifications, which is currently 31 days at sea with trip limits of 1,250 and 470 pounds per day at sea. That's tail weight. Alternative 2, which is what was proposed in Amendment 5, would set it at 40 days at sea with trip limits of 1,250 and 800 pounds. And in Alternative 3, which I'll cover in the next slide, there are three options for each of the three ACT options. And there they are. The council identified the preferred alternative option being 3C, which would be 1,250 pounds and 600 pounds tail weight for each of the two permit categories, respectively, with 40 days at sea. The analysis of impacts and so on, if you're that interested, is contained in the framework document. This is the final meeting for Framework 7. The Mid-Atlantic will take final action in February. We hope to complete and submit the final environmental assessment during the February-March period to be effective sometime early in the summer of 2011, but it's not likely to be effective at the start of the fishing year. Done.
Five flat.
Not bad for a guy with a long-winded reputation.
Nicely.
There's others ahead of you on that one.
Nicely done, Phil.
Good job, Phil.
Questions for Phil? Karen? This is not a committee motion, so I'm going to need a second. It's to submit Monkfish Framework 7 with the preferred alternatives for biomass reference points. Alternative 2, Northern Management Area ACT. Alternative 3, Option 3, 6,567 metric ton. And specifications, Alternative 3, Option 3C, 40 days, 1,250 pounds and 600 pounds tail weight per day at sea for permit categories A and C and B and D, respectfully.
Seconded by Mike Leary. Discussion. Anyone in the audience? Back to the council. Last chance. Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Thirteen. Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention. 13-01. Terry?
That concludes my report, Mr. Chair.
Any other business under Monkfish today? Phil?
I'd just like to point out that despite the hours and hours of delay, Monkfish is done ahead of schedule.
Congratulations. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Terry, and the committee. There was another issue that we had carried over from the first day, and that were those were the vote first day, and that were those were the vote first day, and that were those were